So we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, continuing 7th canto, chapter 5, entitled Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakasipu. Today we're reading texts 47 through 51. So I'll read the first few verses that have no purport. Aprameyanubhavoyam kutaschid bayomara Nunam etad virodhena mrityur me bhavita nava. Hiranyakasipu is speaking about his son, Prahlad. He's saying, I can see that this boy's strength is unlimited, for he has not feared any of my punishments. He appears immortal. Therefore, because of my enmity toward him, I shall die. Or maybe this will not take place. Text 48. Ititach chintaya kinchin mlana shriyam adomukam sandamarka sandamarka vanushanaso vivikta iti hochatu. Thinking in this way, the king of the daityas, morose and bereft of bodily luster, remains silent with his face downward. Then Sanda and Amarka, the two sons of Shukracharya, spoke to him in secret. Jitam tayayakena jagatrayam bruvor virjimbana trasta samasta dishnyapam Natasya chintyam tavanata chakshvahe navay shishunam gunadoshayoparam. O Lord, Sanda and Marka speaking, O Lord, we know that when you simply move your eyebrows, all the commanders of the various planets are most afraid. Without the help of any assistant, you have conquered all the three worlds. Therefore, we do not find any reason for you to be morose and full of anxiety. As for Prahlad, he is nothing but a child and cannot be a cause of anxiety. After all, his bad or good qualities have no value. Text 50. Imam tupa shayar varunasya baddha Nidehibito na palayate yata Buddhischapumso vaya sarya sevaya Yavad gurur bhargava agamishyati. Until the return of our spiritual master Shukracharya, arrest this child with the ropes of Varuna so that he will not flee in fear. In any case, by the time he is somewhat grown up and has assimilated our instructions or served our spiritual master, he will change in his intelligence. Thus, there need be no cause for anxiety. Text 51, can please repeat. Tateti guru putroktam. Tateti guru putroktam anugnyayaram abravit anugnyayaram abravit dharmo hyasyo padeshtavyo dharmo hyasyo padeshtavyo Vyagyam yo grihamedinam. Vyagyam yo grihamedinam. Tateti guru putroktam. Anugnyayedam abravit. Dharmo hyasyo padeshtavyo. Vyagyam yo grihamedinam. Please chant. Tateti Guru Putrottam Anujaye Ramabravit Dharmo Hyasyo Padeshtavyo Bhagyam Yogrihamedinam. Tateti Guru Putrottam Anujaye Ramabravit Dharmo Hyasyo Padeshtavyo Bhagyam Yogriyamedinam. Chants? Some more? Ladies, okay, ladies. Anujaye Ramabravit Dharmo Hyasyo Padeshtavyo Prajnam Yogi Hamidinam. Some more, lady? Any ladies? No? Tata! In this way. Iti. Thus. Guru Putra Uktam. Advised by Sanda and Amarka, the sons of Shukracharya, Anujnaya, accepting Idam, this, Abravit, said, Dharma, the duty, he indeed, Asya, unto Prahlad, Upadeshtavya, to be instructed, Prajnam, of the kings, Yaha, which, Grihamedinam, who are interested in household life. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. After hearing these instructions of Sanda and Amarka, the sons of his spiritual master, Hiranyakasipu agreed and requested them to instruct Prahlad in that system of occupational duty which is followed by royal householder families. I can repeat. After hearing these instructions of Sanda and Amarka, the sons of his spiritual master, Hiranyakasipu agreed and requested them to instruct Prahlad in that system of occupational duty which is followed by royal householder families. Purport. Hiranyakasipu wanted Prahlad Maharaj to be trained as a diplomatic king in ruling the kingdom, the country, or the world, but not to be advised about renunciation or the renounced order of life. The word dharma here does not refer to some religious faith. As clearly stated, dharmo hyasyopadeshtavyo rakhyam yo grihamedinam. There are two kinds of royal families, one whose members are simply attached to household life and the other consisting of rajarshis, kings who govern with ruling power but are as good as great saints. Prahlad Maharaj wanted to become a rajarshi, whereas Hiranyakasipu wanted him to become a king attached to sense enjoyment, grihamedinam. Therefore, in the Aryan system, there is Varnashrama Dharma, by which everyone should be educated according to his position in society's division of Varna, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, and Ashram, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. A devotee purified by devotional service is always in the transcendental position above the mundane qualities. Thus, the difference between Prahlad Maharaj and Hiranyakasipu was that Hiranyakasipu wanted to keep Prahlad in mundane attachment, whereas Prahlad was above the modes of material nature. As long as one is under the control of material nature, his occupational duty is different from that of a person not under such control. One's real dharma, or occupational duty, is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam, as described to his order carriers by Dharmaraj, or Jamaraj. A living being is a spiritual identity, and therefore his occupational duty is also spiritual. The real dharma is that which is advised in Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharman parityaja mami kam sharanam raja. One must give up one's material occupational duties just as one must give up his material body. Whatever one's occupational duty, even according to the Varnashram system, one must give it up and engage in one's spiritual function. One's real dharma or occupational duty is explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jivera Swarupahoy, Krishnera Nityadas. Every living being is an eternal servant of Krishna. That is one's real occupational duty. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Jaitam Chasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatja Disatarni Pancha Kalpaturubhischa Kripa Sindhi Bevacha Patitanam Pavani Bhyo Vaishna Bhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Aprameyanubhavoyam. Hiranyakasipu, he appreciated something here, the glories of Prahlad Maharaj. Aprameya, unlimited anubhava glory. Ayam, this boy, his strength. Of course, that was the glories that Hiranyakasipu was very interested in, because he was very proud of his prowess. And Sandan and Amarka later glorified him in the next verse coming up. But Hiranyakasipu was very concerned that this boy, he's very powerful. How did he get such power? Later on he asks Prahlad Maharaj, and Prahlad Maharaj answers very nicely, Navayabalam Balinam Chaparesham. Prahlad Maharaj said that, what is that? I can't find it. So he says that your strength, you're asking about my strength, but the source of my strength is the same source as your strength. And he's actually the strength, the source of everyone's strength. So everyone has different abilities, just like here, Prahlad Maharaj, he's being understood by Hiranyakasipu, who had conquered the three worlds. Shanda and Amarka say that he conquered them single-handedly, without the help of any assistant. Even when you move your eyebrows, the different planetary heads, all become frightened. They're all frightened of Hiranyakasipu. But still, that Hiranyakasipu, who is so powerful, he's thinking, this boy, he's very great. How has he become so great? He doesn't understand. But then he's thinking, Mrityurme Bhavita Nava. Well, there he'll be the source of my death, or maybe not. He's hoping not, but of course we understand. Prahlad Maharaj, he's not, of course, independent in his strength. He's not going to kill Hiranyakasipu on his own, but he's being protected by the best protector, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here, in the next verse, it says about Hiranyakasipu, as he's described, Lana Shriyam Adomukam, that he's morose and bereft of bodily luster, and his turns his face down. Actually, and then that's text 48. And then the next verse, Shanda and Marka say, Natasya Chintyam Tavanata Chakshahe. You shouldn't be anxious about this boy. Prahlad Maharaj has earlier told Hiranyakasipu that, what is that? That the most amazing thing in this world, everyone is in anxiety because the accepting Artamanina, what is that? He doesn't address his father as father. He addresses him Tadsadu Mangye Asuravarya Dehinam. He says, Asuravarya, that you are the greatest of demons. Tadsadu Mangye Asuravarya Dehinam. Sada Samudvigna Diyam Asadgrihat. He says that everyone in this material world, Sada Samudvigna, always anxiety. And why is that? Asadgrihat, that we're accepting temporary things as something real. So that is the case of Hiranyakasipu here. He's very much worried, but simply because of some temporary external arrangements. Asadgrihat, some temporary external thing. He's thinking that this boy is very powerful and I'm not. But actually everyone is powerful because we're all part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Jaya Shishigar. That we described last time we gave some class here. Maimayavam so jiva loke, that we're all part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. So the Supreme Lord is just like gold mine, and we're a particle of gold. We have the, that was maybe Bhagavad Gita class a little bit more, we were elaborating, that just like you take one drop of water out of the ocean, you have very difficult time to analyze the entire ocean, the chemical property. You have to take one drop, and then you can understand something of the ocean. So in order to understand Krishna, he's so great. Vibhu, no? Or Anu, we're so insignificant in comparison with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How we can understand him? But we can understand him by his mercy, or also by understanding something of ourselves. We can understand by looking at each other, by looking at our own self, we can understand something about that unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead. Living entity is eternal, nityo nityanam, chaitanas chaitananam. We're conscious, but he's the Supreme Consciousness. The only difference is that eko bohanam yovididati kaman, he's supplying our necessities. So Hiranyakasipu, he's not understand that simple formula that the Lord is the source of his strength and the source of his all prowess like that, he's thinking himself independent. And therefore, if he has some difficulty, he immediately becomes sadasamuddhignati, he becomes agitated, that how is this boy surpassing my glories? Prahlad Maharaj. So, then we have a very interesting point here, is that we can see Srila Prabhupada describes very nicely in this purport about Varnashram. Now Varnashram, we can see that Hiranyakasipu, he was acting as king or lord of the three worlds like that. He was Rajarshi. And he wanted Prahlad Maharaj to follow in his footsteps. But, no, he was not Rajarshi, he was Raja. Rajarshi is a different thing. One who is saintly king, which is what Prahlad Maharaj was to become, the saintly king. What is that? Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo vidu. That the saintly kings, they understood this Bhagavat Dharma through this system of parampara. Prahlad Maharaj heard from Narad Muni when he was in the womb of his mother, and he understood this process of actual Dharma as described. Srila Prabhupada says, quotes from the conversation between the Yamadutas and the Vishnudutas. The Vishnudutas are inquiring from the Yamadutas that what is the system of religion? How is it that you're going to punish this man, Ajamil? What fault did he make? What is the standard of your punishment, and who is to decide these things? So the Yamadutas, they replied that dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. They had some other reply earlier that says, they said earlier that Veda pranihitam dharma, kedharmastad viparyaya, somewhere there. He says that the Vedas tell what is religious principles, and those things that are contrary to the Vedas are irreligion. But actually the Vedas, Krishna describes to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita that these Vedas generally deal with the three modes of material nature. What is that? Trigunya Vishaya Veda? Nishtrigunya Bhavarjuna. That real religion becomes beyond these three modes of material nature. Trigunya Vishaya Veda, that generally Vedas are simply just concerned with these three modes of material nature. And therefore, these Varnashram Dharma, because in the material world, this is the kingdom of this three modes of material nature. Gunamai. What is that? Huh? Daivyesha Gunamai, yes. Daivyesha Gunamai. Mama Maya Durachaya, that they are very difficult to overcome for the living entities. So therefore, Varnashram Dharma is there to gradually promote one. But there's two different types of Varnashram Dharma here, just described here, that Prahlad Maharaj, he's becoming king, and Hiranyakasipu is king, but there's big difference in terms of the modes of material nature. Prahlad Maharaj is beyond the modes of material nature. He's still acting as a king. And Hiranyakasipu, he's acting completely under the modes of material nature. He's acting as a king. So they have sometimes described a Daivi Varnashram and just plain Varnashram or a Suri Varnashram. The point is that in the material world, this is the abode of Durga Devi. She's keeping everyone under control with her Trishul, these three modes of material nature, or sometimes the threefold miseries of material life. Human life means to advance. One should not remain in this under the control of these three modes. At least he has to progress himself from the Raja and Tamagun up to the Sattvagun and become Brahmanical like that. And of course, the system of devotional service immediately promotes one. As Krishna describes Bhagavad Gita, Mam Chavya Yovya Vicharina Bhakti Yogena Sevate Sagunan Samatityaitan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate, that one can become immediately freed from these, or else in the same verse, that Daivi Hesha Gunamaya Mama Maya Duratyaya Mameva Prabhajante Mayamete Tarantite. Yes. So these are the point of human life as described, that Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. This is the actual purpose of religious principles that are given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He says that in Bhagavad Gita, first he says that, what is that? Dharma samstapan artaya, that I come yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavat. He comes to reestablish principles of religion, dharma samstapan artaya. Then later he says sarva dharma parichaja, that give up all these dharmas, but not that dharma, not the dharma that he's come to establish. So there's different dharma, these dharma of the materialistic persons in the asuri, the ordinary varnashram dharma. We have to perform our duties, of course, until one comes, that there's some verses there in the 11th canto. It's described that until one is completely free from the material modes of nature, one has to act according to his position in this varnashram dharma. But if someone actually gets free from these modes of material nature, then he has some type of, he still has to act in this material world. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, after Nrisimhadev kills Hiranyakasipu, Prahlad Maharaj, he took this responsibility of ruling the kingdom. He didn't neglect it. He didn't shirk some type of his responsibilities are there. But he did everything under the guidance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rajarshi. Imam Rajarshayo Vidu. The Rajarshis, they understand properly how to, or here it says Ragyam Yo Grihamedinam, this Grihamedi and Grihasta. Same thing. One is advancing in material life, and one is advancing in spiritual life, right? Grihamedinam is simply concerned with his household activities, whereas a grihasta is one who is situated in the grihasta ashram, but his real purpose is to advance in God consciousness, spiritual life. So Srila Prabhupada ends the purport. He says, one's real dharma or occupational duty. Dharma, Srila Prabhupada many times, he's pointed out that dharma is sometimes translated as religion, but it's not like the religion that we have, the Hindu, the Christian, the Muslim, and the Buddhist. These things are changeable, but actual dharma is something that is not changeable. Dharma, actually the root dharma, to stop something that is not cannot be lost. You've heard already the examples like that. Sugar has to be sweet, otherwise what's his qualification as sugar? So the living entity, Jivara Surupahoy, Krishnaranityadas, it's not mentioned here in this verse. The word dharma is not mentioned. But swarup or dharma, it can be synonymous. That one's real occupational duty is not simply in terms of the modes of material nature. So many times we've given example that just like Prahlad Maharaj and Hiranyakasipu here are there, are nice examples. But in the battle of Kurukshetra, we can see that Arjuna, he's performing same activities as Duryodhana and his brothers. They're both shooting arrows, fighting each other. Both are fighting, but there's complete opposite, diametric opposites in activities. Even activities cannot be considered the same, because one is acting under direction of the Supreme Lord, and one is opposing so one has to understand what is how to become Nityadas, Krishna and Nityadas, how to become servant of Krishna. That is not easy thing, as we said, that he is Vibhu, great, so great, the Anu cannot understand. So he has to take directions from the devotee, the spiritual master particularly. Prahlad Maharaj, he was not independent in his situation of in devotional service, but he took instructions in the womb from Narad Muni. So without, what is that? Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nishtara Prayachakeva, that one has to follow, one has to engage in the service of the Vaishnava. He can't directly approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's not, what is his qualification, the living entity? So insignificant in terms of his quantity. We're maybe similar to the Supreme Lord in quality, but this quantity, he is so great and we are so small. One has to take shelter of the devotee. That is the, of course, the mood in Vrindavan, Radhe Radhe, yes. We're taking shelter of the devotee, the servant of Krishna. What we are. Srila Prabhupada makes an interesting statement here. One must give up one's material occupational duties just as one must give up his material body. Well, actually, of course, the material occupational duties are only performed through one's body. So in that sense, it's a very interesting statement we don't see like that too often. Material duties are performed through one's body, and the body is temporary. So naturally, those duties are lost. Sometimes one may become Brahman, sometimes maybe Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. These things are changing. Chaitanya Charitamrita knows, described it just like Kabu Swarga Utaya, Kabi Naruka Dubaya. We are changing our modes of material nature lifetime to lifetime. Sometimes Sattva-gun becomes prominent, sometimes Rajagun becomes prominent, sometimes Tamagun becomes prominent. And as a result, Urdvam Gacchanti Sattvasto, that one becomes sometimes higher birth, sometimes middle birth, sometimes lower birth. So Narad Muni says, what is the use? He says, what is the use of going out throughout this material world, going up and down, throughout traveling? He gives Nice instructions to the Prachetas in the fourth canto. Here says Hiranyakasipu wanted Prahlad Maharaj to be trained as a diplomatic king in ruling the kingdom, the country of the world, but not to be advised about renunciation. So the Daksha, he was training his sons, the Prachetas like that, how to become very good rulers. He sent them off to perform austerity so they become good rulers in terms of the modes of material nature. But Narad Muni snuck in and advised them how to become, how to engage in renunciation. What is that? The Pravritti Marg and Nivritti Marg. So Nivritti Marg is very safe situation. Vrindavan is very wonderful situation for engaging in this Nivritti Marg or renunciation. Sometimes it's called this, in the scriptures, that Vrindavan is called Tapovan, the place for austerities. So hot it becomes. It's winter time, so cold. Used to be, I don't know if you still have, but we were living up in the ashram 19 years or so. I mean, not 19, 14 or 15. And every year in the wintertime, hot, summertime is without doubt hot, but sometimes wintertime we had also experienced that every year without fail, no electricity, no water, and we had to come down in the middle of the, and it was raining also every year. These three things were coming. No electricity, rain, and very cold, of course. We had to come down, take a bucket of water, and take it back up to take our bath. So this is Tapovan. This Vrindavan, very nice place for engaging in austerities. And the result of those austerities, Rishabhdev Maharaj says that very nice statement, because the austerities in Vrindavan, these are not ordinary austerities, because Krishna, this is the land of Krishna also. So Rishabhdev says that tapo divyam putra kayena sattvam, that these austerities we can perform in Vrindavan, these are in relationship to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore divyam, tapo divyam putra kayena sattvam, shudyat asmat brahma sokyam tvanantam. Then we can become, by engaging this austerities here in this transcendental abode, should yet one become purified. And as a result of that purification, he can enjoy Sokyam Anantam, unlimited transcendental happiness. That is, can't be understood by these persons who are simply engaged in collecting the material, a sadgrahat, engaging in collecting all these unnecessary external possessions that they have. All right. We'll stop there. Anything else? All right. What? You have something? Yes, if there's a question, that's fine. Comment. No, Krishna doesn't say that. Whole Bhagavad Gita was instructed to Arjuna, telling him not to give up his duties. What is the question of giving up duties? You perform your duties. This is a very famous verse, no? In India, karmanye vadikaraste. That is, you have a right to perform your duties, but they don't like the second line. Mahafaleshu kadachana, no? Yeah. You have to do your duties. You have to perform that is your responsibility. That is your otherwise to unnecessarily give up one's duties. That is, what is that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that's called Markata Vairagya. Huh? Yes, Markata Vairagya Nakara. Yes. Yes. So we don't recommend giving up one's duties. Of course, one should really understand one's duties. That's the first thing. First thing is that one should have some guide to understand what is one's duties. Not that we continue. Srila Prabhupada talked about the politicians. They perform their Rajniti, whatever you want to call, until the time of death. No, that's not duty. One has to act. This is Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas, and also all these other things. Okay? Anything else? All right. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.